big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Amazing Spider-Man introduces a new villain. Mad Cave moves to Lunar. Celebrate today's comic book anniversaries. This is Comic Book Club News for January 30, 2025. Joe Kelly, Pepe Larraz, and John Romita Jr. are taking over one of Marvel's most storied titles with a brand new Amazing Spider-Man number one. And along for the ride, Hellgate, a new villain, quote, hell-bent on Spidey's destruction. In a sneak peek at the first issue provided by Marvel, you can see that he sort of looks like an Ares type in art by Romita Jr. And like Ares, he's declaring war on your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man for unknown reasons. As Marvel also teases his, quote, motives may be unclear, but his formidable strength will be immediately evident. And in fact, we've already seen Hellgate in Amazing Spider-Man 65 by Joe Kelly and Kafu. In that issue, Peter was forced to watch the future deaths of all of his friends and family, and while readers likely didn't know it at the time, Hellgate is the one responsible for the murders of Spider-Boy, Spider-Gwen, and Miles Morales. Also teased by Marvel, quote, readers can expect reveals behind Hellgate's origin, identity, and mission throughout the upcoming run's first year. Amazing Spider-Man number one, featuring the fresh new character of Spider-Man, hit stores on April 9. The latest piece of fallout from Diamond's bankruptcy, Mad Cave Studios has moved to Lunar Distribution full-time. Per ICV2, unlike Boom Studios, which will still use Diamond as a sub-distributor, Mad Cave is exclusively moving to Lunar starting as early as this past week. Said Mad Cave President Mark Irwin, quote, retailers are the backbone of our industry and we are committed to providing them with the highest level of service and reliability. Lunar Distribution shares our values and vision for the future. Alongside Mad Cave and Boom, Image Comics also left Diamond exclusively for Lunar earlier this month. More on this as it develops. Today, January 30th, are a number of comic book anniversaries and birthdays, so let's get celebrating. First up, Fred Hembeck, best known for his parody strips, including Fred Hembeck Destroys the Marvel Universe, turned 72 today. Dennis Cowan, the co-founder of Milestone Media, and a prolific inker and penciler known for his work on Black Panther, The Question, and more, turned 64. Marvel editor Mark Paniccia, who currently works on an array of properties, including the publisher's Star Wars comics, turned 61. Michael A. Von Oeming, who is well-known for his work on Powers, as well as dozens of other books, including the recent Blue Book and work on Hellboy and BPRD books, turns 52. Serge Acuna, an artist who has worked on dozens of DC books, including this past week's Lex and the City, turns 39. And not to end on a sad note, but 19 years ago today, artist Seth Fisher suddenly passed away at age 33. If you've never checked out his innovative work, spend today reading Green Lantern Will World or Flash Time Flies, and prepare to have your mind blown. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And bang! Zoom! To the Lunar Distribution! I can't believe I've never said that before. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.